You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
The Lord will provide. That is our topic all this week. The Lord will provide. So let us confess that over and over again. The Lord will provide. And when we go into the text beginning in Genesis chapter 22, and this word unfolds throughout this week, you will be more confident than ever when you say, the Lord will provide.
Yes. Do you believe that? Mm-hmm. Do you believe the word of God? The word of God is true, and it is true, and it is true, and it is amen, mm-hmm. and amen. Mm-hmm. Now, let it be true unto you. Mm-hmm. Let it be true unto you. So when he says the word, when we use the phrase, the Lord will provide, we are not just saying our own thoughts, but we are saying what God says. The Lord will provide. The word of God is the word of God. And go ahead, Diane.
Beginning in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. So there's lots of meat here in this word as we are visualizing what actually is transpiring. The Lord knows already what he's going to do, because in verse 1, it says God tested Abraham. And said to him, so the first thing he do is he calls Abraham, Abraham, and Abraham responds, here I am. Then the Lord gives him specific direction of what to do, where to go, what to take with him. So Abraham, he arises early in the morning and he does what God told him to do. He saddles his donkey. He takes two of his young men with him. And Isaac, his son, he prepares the wood for the burnt offering, and he goes to the place of which God had told him. Then he begins to look, and it says on the third day, he lifted his eyes, and he saw the place afar off. So he didn't have all the information when he began the journey. He didn't have all the information when he stepped out in obedience. He was willing to start. He was willing to go, and that's evidenced by his packing up and going. And as he approaches now, more and more is revealed to him.
Yes. As we look into the scripture and we see here, we can say Abraham was on a journey. Mm-hmm. And this journey was a journey of faith. is a journey of faith. And on that journey of faith, the key word for that, the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. So all this week, we're going to ask you to go on a journey of faith. Go on a journey of faith with the Lord. And Pastor Diana, you just says, look, the instruction, you have to follow the instruction of the Lord. You cannot go on a journey of faith without the instruction from God, because then that's blind faith. Mm-hmm. And you're going to quit and you will hurt yourself. I don't believe something like blind faith. Faith is real. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is substance, real. Substance is real. So now faith is the substance of a thing that I am hoping for. I desire. I don't desire something that is not real. So faith is the substance, concrete, real substance out there. So Abraham is going on this journey, not blind, but it's a journey of faith where he has to trust in what God says.
Mm-hmm. And he has the directions from God.
Yeah.
So he has the assurance of the word that came from the mouth of God.
Yes.
So he's going in the assurance of the word, where it may not make sense to his natural man or to his carnal man, mm-hmm. he has the word. So he's walking truly in faith and not by sight. He's not going by his emotions, because what does the Lord say to him? Take now your son. And he's very specific, because he had another son. He had Ishmael.
Yes.
But he says, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love.
Yeah.
And go to the land of Moriah. So that was the promised son.
Yes.
He says, take him. That was the son of Sarah.
Yes.
And take him. And he does. And he brings with him two of his young men.
Yes.
To assist.
Yes.
Because think about the totality of what the Lord is asking him to do. He says, offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Now, when Pastor was studying out and teaching on to us, he said that the age at this time of Isaac could have been anywhere from 19 to 36.
Yes.
So this is not a little boy that you could easily just, you know, manipulate or put onto the altar. This is a man probably much stronger, because here Abraham is older.
Older.
And here
over
we have
100. Yeah, 120 at that time.
But he's willing and he is obedient and he goes. So as he goes now, he lifts his eyes on the third day in verse 4, and he sees the place afar off. Verse 5, and Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So verse 5 now, after Abraham lifts his eyes and sees on the third day afar off, he sees something that now triggers him, enables him to be able to say that the lad and I are going to go yonder in worship and we will come back to you. So who's we? We is Abraham and Isaac. But verse 2 said, offer him as a burnt offering. Yeah. So Abraham sees something that's showing him that Isaac is returning with him.
Hallelujah.
That's such a big unpacking of that verse. You know, it's a verse that it's a story I've known since I was little. And then you come and you see, first of all, Isaac did not know what the scripture said. Yeah. It says the Lord tested him. Abraham didn't know he was going to be tested. So then when he went and he saw from afar the land that he was supposed to sacrifice his son, something happened, and he told those two men to stay. So he originally thought that he was going to need their help to get poor Isaac on top of the altar. And also, I always thought Isaac was a little boy growing up. I was always used to see pictures of him being a little boy. And I did discover on my own, yes, that he was a grown man. So that's why Isaac needed those two men. But what happened? He saw the land and he told the men to stay back.
Yeah.
And that him and Isaac were going to go worship. And then it's so important. And he says, and we will come back to you. Did you ever miss that? You know, it means that he knew something. He knew that something was going to change, and he did not know that from the beginning of the story.
That's the key point there, guys. He did not know that at the beginning of when God talked to him. He did not know that. He has to, but what he knows, he must trust God. He has to trust God. Because, let's unpack that, guys.
Because he thought he needed human help.
Yeah.
Right? He brings the two extra men. He thinks he's going to need human help. And a lot of times we don't do the things that God tells us to do because we think that we need human help.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have anybody to help me. If I had somebody to help me, then maybe I would do this. Then maybe I would do that. But he realizes now after he sees something different that he doesn't need human help. No. It's his trust in God. It's his obedience to the word that's going to bring forth his desired outcome, which would obviously be to have his son.
So this week we have to centered around what God says. I call your attention, first of all month we've been teaching on faith, living in the zone of faith, in the faith zone. We can clearly see that Abraham lived in that zone. And he's not going to come out of that zone. You got to stay in there. And you can't go by what you think or how you feel. Because faith is not feeling. Faith is not thinking. You can think faith. You can feel faith. Faith is knowing. Faith is knowing. And when you know, you trust. When you know, you trust. Let me say that again. Yeah. Faith is knowing. And when you know, you trust. The Bible says we walk by faith. Not blind. If you walk blind, you will stumble and fall and break your neck. You have to see. Faith shows you. So on the third day, on the walk of faith, he was walking by faith, and he saw. Okay, so this week we're gonna really unpack this truth.
It's our emotions and our senses that sway us to the left and to the right. But when we're walking by faith, it's in us. It's an anchor onto the path of which to go, and we're not gonna deviate. We're not gonna go to the left or to the right when our emotions are tugging this way, and our feelings and our logical reasoning and the opinions of people are trying to pull us from side to side. When we're walking in faith, we have an anchor that keeps us steady on the path and aligned with God's word. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM WMIE.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail.